There's a technological and design revolution going on in libraries. And at Macquarie University in Sydney, a new robotic storage system and retrieval system has just been unveiled. Gone is the stack, the sort of stacks that many of you will remember, and most universities still have. Also culled dramatically is the number of books out on the library shelves. Instead, the university's vast and growing collection is stored in a sort of warehouse space, which uses an automated storage and retrieval system. This has robots that move up and down the aisles using laser technology to scan the 100-meter-high shelves to locate the books requested. This robotic system is the first of its type in the Southern Hemisphere and one of the few in the world. It has a very clever system for packing the books, like the systems used in supermarkets and retail outlets. By Design's Jan Ryan is with Maxine Brody, the head librarian at Macquarie University.
Maxine, it's a whole new library in a whole new place. Why do you have to do this?
Why did we have to do this? Well, it's because the university has now grown in terms of student numbers quite significantly. So we've grown from about 1,100 students when the university opened in 1967 to 33,000 living bodies as we speak this year. Our problem with the old library was that we were running out of space for students. We could only seat about 1,100 students at any time, not nearly enough, as you can see by the traffic going in and out the door right now. So we had a real problem for seating students and providing study spaces for them. But we also had a problem with a growing collection and how to make that available to students, irrespective of the fact that we're obviously growing very much in electronic material as well as print.
The old library in 1967 would have been state-of-the-art then. It's one of the newer libraries in Australia, of course. It seems incredible that in, 40-odd years?
44,
that you have to get a new library, a new building. That's now becoming norm for libraries?
Yes and no. Macquarie is unique among large universities in Australia because we've only ever had one central library. If you think about a Sydney, a New South, any of the larger, older sandstone unis, they were modelled on the old faculty model where they actually had branch libraries. So there were, at Sydney, I think in its heyday, had something like 27 branch libraries. Now that was important in times of print, bringing print material closer to people. Now in sort of the electronic world, it's less needed in terms of that duplication of printed material. So Macquarie was very far-reaching, I think, in terms of the original VCs who really thought this place needed to focus on multidisciplinary work. And to do that, they couldn't see the point of breaking up the library. So it's only ever been a central library. So this is a unique opportunity here because it's the library. It's not one of the libraries. Many of my colleagues have been renovating and changing branch libraries as buildings change on campus. But this was such a big undertaking because it is the whole library.
Presumably this is the case for all the sandstone universities in Melbourne and Brisbane and, and the like. Now, the question that comes to mind, if you're saying that we're transiting from print, was from paper rather, not so much from print. Why build a library? Why not just put it in the cloud? I mean, why have a building? What use is this building?
Very interesting, because one of the questions I was asked when we started to plan this project was, why do you need a library when there's Google? And you can see, I think, the testimony in terms of students walking in and out of this building at the moment is that even the students who live their lives in social networks also want to physically network, and they want to meet each other, they want to work together in groups. Increasingly that's what they've had to do. And so the library is about learning space and social learning space and individual learning space, and it's become even more important to students now than ever before. So that putting the focus on people as part of a library space is a really important thing.
Rather than books.
Yeah, we're less the custodians of the past than we are the facilitators of the future is how we like to look at it. And so our job, in the old days, a print library was really part of a distribution network from a marketing point of view. If you want to look at it that way, we brought scarce resources all over the world closer to people who couldn't get hold of them for themselves. Now in the electronic world, it's the opposite problem. Anybody can find stuff on Google, but to find the right stuff, the good stuff, the stuff with the provenance, to understand how you critically evaluate online information, you still need help from people like librarians.
Well, let's go in and have a look, because there's some state-of-the-art stuff here, I know, and perhaps we could go directly to the most state-of-the-art thing.
Which is our automated storage and retrieval system.
And that means go get the book.
Correct. A library is a safe place for people to be and to meet of all generations. It's one of the few pieces of social capital we have where everybody feels comfortable together. And that hasn't diminished. It's actually grown as people feel less comfortable in other spaces. So while it's a meeting place for a purpose, and it makes students feel safe and able to interact with each other. It's interesting, when we did our research, we said to the students, so do you know the difference between the library and the bar? Because the bar is a meeting place as well. And they said, yes, we go to the library to get serious. We go to the library to see other people trying to work with others, and to get motivated to actually to sit down and study. So for that reason, we don't have a licensed cafe, because we don't want to blur the lines between the the bar and the
library. I mean, I remember when I was at university, it was a little bit of an agony to go to the library.
Yep.
And I suppose many students had that.
Mm.
It's not so anymore, is that what you're saying, or are you putting a bit of a spin on it?
It's much easier now for students to find things, because so much more material, depending on their discipline, is available electronically, which means you don't have to queue up for that one book. But of course it depends. My favourite story here is that we have everything from laser physics, where those academic staff, particularly mine, have used a print journal for 15, 20 years now. We've got Egyptologists who still buy things on papyrus, so they haven't made paper yet. So we've got the whole spread of disciplines in between.
Well, actually, you know, everything's old as new again.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Jan Ryan, and this is By Design on ABC Radio National. I'm with Maxine Brodie, who's the head librarian at Macquarie University. We've got a brand new library, and most of it is now online. So we're now heading for the automated...
Storage and retrieval system.
Automated storage and retrieval system.
Is the ARC.
The ARC.
Automated retrieval collection, but we don't have two of everything necessarily. Not that kind at all.
So we're at ARC?
Mm, we are at ARC.
It says 280 on the door. Oh, this is, looks like a container box.
I've been told it looks like The Matrix, if you've seen the movie The Matrix. This is an industrial warehouse by any other name. It is designed exactly using that technology. So what we can see in front of us are four aisles. Yeah. Each of which has what's called a mini-load crane.
That's automated?
Yes, it's driven by robotics. It moves backwards and forwards on a rail and actually retrieves very large metal bins from either side of the aisle. So we have four of these aisles. We have 17,394 bins in the system, which are capable of storing 1.8 million items.
That's a lot of items.
That's a lot of items. Now we'd be about half full.
It's a big job to bring it all together, too.
We move 35 kilometres of material from the old library to the new, so it did take a while. It's more than a kind of weekend move of an office.
Now, here are a whole lot of books that once would have been on the shelves.
Actually, this is all right.
Technology, so I can't steal a book or do anything.
So you don't hurt yourself, actually.
I don't hurt myself, okay.
What we've just been, what we're looking at is a very large metal bin. In the old money, 4 feet long by 2 feet wide. This is an American system. But the bins vary in height, and there are four standard heights which correspond with the heights of most published material. Mm-hmm. So most books are either 10-inch or 12-inch, again, in the old money. Most journals are either 12 or 15. So the way we get our efficiency in this building is actually no longer to store material by its call number, the way we do shelf number on the open shelves.
What was that, the Dewey system or something?
Yeah, we've Library of Congress, but same sort of thing. You know, classified by subject, in other words. This is stored by height, so you can see the efficiency we get by doing that. We no longer have those peaks and troughs of what's on an open shelf. So this has enabled us to store this amount of material, up to 1.8 million items, on a square metre footprint on the floor of 1,000 square metres. And what we would have had to do to get the equivalent space for open shelving is actually build another 11,000 square metres on this building, or another 40% of the building. And so this is the first of its kind in Australia. In fact, it's the first in the Southern Hemisphere in a library, because this system's been adapted from where these systems are typically used is in warehousing for retail, so delivering pallet loads of Coke and toilet paper for Woolies and Coles, or it's used in manufacturing where the systems will retrieve widgets for people to put things together on a conveyor belt.
Maxine, give me an example. I want, let's think of a book, Jane Eyre.
Yep.
I go to the library outside, I find it's not on the shelf.
Or you sit at home, or wherever you are on the web. As long as you can get access to the web, you can get our catalogue, which is, as I said, our inventory of what we hold. You would then look up Jane Eyre or look up Emily Bronte, and you'd find out whether there's a copy of that available to you on the open shelves, in which case you might just, if you're here, go and get it.
But let's say it's not.
If it's not.
Because the English professors have deemed this not to be one on the shelf.
Or if you're looking for a particular edition of it, which we might hold, you then just put in a request that says, get this item for me on the catalogue, and then identify yourself. So you use your university ID. That means when that request is passed from our catalogue to this system. And effectively all that's passed is the barcode on the item.
So each book's got a barcode,
every
like a
item
shop
in here has
Woolworths,
a barcode. Yeah,
like
the barcode actually on the back of the book when you buy one, but it's the one that's in our inventory now that we've assigned.
So it's I've got Jane Eyre. Yep. You call it up and you find the barcode.
Yep, you don't need to worry about that as the client. All you're doing is asking for that particular item. Mm. What passes between our two systems is this barcode, and what this system, the inventory system in here, all it knows about is where the barcode is and which bin it's in, and then it retrieves that.
Okay, the robot's gone off now to find something, so it just goes and chases its barcode, its program to find it.
It's an interesting time because it's actually got a bin on each workstation either side, so now it's going to have to hold something as well.
Okay, so then the librarian, like you, come along and find that it's here, it's registered, you put it all together, you pull it out and take it.
Scan the barcode.
Oh, you scan it out. You scan it out,
and then it actually prints out a little slip that tells me who requested it and what the item is exactly.
How long approximately does it take?
A retrieval takes, depending again whether we've got this happening with bins on either side, it could take up to 5 to 10 minutes So the old days of doing stack requests in manual libraries, nothing like that.
Which still exist, of course.
Yes, of course they do.
Maxine Brodie, thank you so much for showing By Design around.
Okay, it was a pleasure.
Maxine Brodie, the head librarian at Macquarie University in Sydney, with By Design's Jan Ryan. Links to the new library's website on abc.net.au/rn/bydesign, where you can see images of the $97 million new building and detailed background information. The new library, surprisingly only 3 square metres larger than its predecessor, will be able to hold 2.3 million physical items.